current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Assembly Over Ashes. In New York City, the UN held the UN General Assembly's 80th session. During this assembly, over 150 states voted that Palestine is to be recognized as a state. This movement to recognize Palestine was led by France, the UK, Australia, and Canada, who are allies of the Jewish entity. Keir Starmer, the UK minister, made a statement saying, quote, "In the face of the growing horror in the Middle East, we are acting to keep alive the possibility of peace and a two-state solution," end quote, and continued to say, quote, "That means a safe and secure Israel along a viable Palestinian state. At the moment, we have neither," end quote. This movement to make an attempt to make some quote-unquote peace in Palestine comes after 2 years of constant bloodshed of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Nearly 66,300 people have been martyred in this genocide being carried out by the Jewish state. The people of Gaza have been bombed, killed, and slaughtered while the rulers watched. Now, famine has broken out from the siege the Jewish entity had placed on the Gaza Strip, allowing no food or aid to get in. All this took place while the rulers sat and shouted empty words of condemnation and still sent their money to the Zionist entity. Now that they have made moves on the chessboard to bring quote-unquote peace, will their quote-unquote peace plan work? When we take a look into the conditions Palestine and Palestinians must abide by, we can then determine whether it is a feasible solution. Of the conditions is that 78% of Palestine is completely surrendered to the Jewish entity, leaving 22% to Palestine. Within this 22% of land lies illegal Jewish settlements, housing 700,000 quote-unquote Israeli settlers. And with this 22% of land, there must be no military, no airports, and the Jewish entity will control what happens within and on the borders of the quote-unquote Palestine they speak of. This is obviously a plan to deceive the people into thinking that these rulers are not complicit in the occupation and slaughter of our people and land of Palestine. This is an attempt for the culprits of the criminal entity to wash their hands of the role they played in shedding our brothers and sisters' blood. On the other hand, Colombia's president Gustavo Petro took a different approach to the Palestinian issue. Back in 2024, Petro severed diplomatic ties with the Zionist entity for its genocidal actions on the Gaza Strip. Then in July, he imposed a total ban on coal exports to the Jewish entity, claiming Colombia, quote-unquote, will not be complicit with the genocide taking place by the Zionist entity. Most recently, his U.S. visa was banned over his criticism of the genocide. Quote, "I no longer have a visa to travel to the United States. I don't care. I don't need a visa because I'm not only a Colombian citizen, but a European citizen, and I truly consider myself a free person in the world," end quote, Petro wrote on X. The removal of his visa took place after he had participated in a pro-Palestine protest in New York City. In this protest, he, quote, "urged soldiers to disobey orders," end quote. Petro also urged that an army should form to be a salvation for the world. He said that the world nations should contribute an army that would, quote, "enforce the orders of international justice," end quote, and that this army must be, quote-unquote, larger than the U.S. military. The Colombian leader said, quote, "I ask all of the soldiers of the army of the U.S. not to point their guns at humanity. Disobey the orders of Trump. Obey the orders of humanity," end quote. This brings us, as the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ask ourselves, are we not worthy of having such an army for us? An army who follows the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the orders of man who is dictated by whims and desires. We must demand that we, as the best ummah brought forth for mankind, have an army that will bring actual peace and justice. We have seen time and again these summits and assemblies end up doing nothing. No one is brought to justice. The bombing still continues, and no resolutions are actually implemented. Just empty words of condemnation spewed again and again, like a broken record, even when they protest and leave Netanyahu to speak to a mostly empty assembly room. He will still go back to the blessed land and order his Zionist monsters to kill our mothers and children. This is the reality of what these conferences are. No change will be made unless it suits the West's interests. This is why we must not follow the empty resolutions, but to look at the complete and full solution, which is through the Khilafah, Caliphate. The Khilafah is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to live under His subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws, not dictated by man. Only through the Khilafah can the Muslim world be freed from this colonization. Through the Khilafah, the Zionist army will be put in their place. Their force will be met by the force of the Ummah, a force they have not yet fought against. The Khilafah will order its army to liberate Gaza, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all of Palestine, uprooting the Zionist entity from its roots, restoring the blessed land to its rightful owners, to the Muslim Ummah. No more empty words. It's time for action. O armies, give your nusra, material support, to Hizb ut-Tahrir, who does not lie to the people, and establish the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. Take the step, and insha'Allah, Allah will be with you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurukum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. O believers, if you stand up for Allah, He will help you and make your steps firm. Surah Muhammad, Ayah 7. Jazakum Allahu khairun for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.